Okay, folks, could you tell me your full names, please?
Aaron Stewart.
Frankie Ruler.
Reese Bowles.
Okay, Aaron, could you start by telling us what your original proposal for this project was?
Well, our original proposal was to make a final music project for a drum and bass music video.
Okay.
And it was we was highlighting anti-drug use and the link between drugs and drum and bass.
So it was
bass.
A kind of campaign video as well as... as well as perhaps promoting a particular style of music.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to do.
Why, Frankie, did you make it an anti-drugs campaign video?
Because there's a lot of young people going out there now, not knowing what they're taking and just getting into the feel of the rave and stuff and following their mates, and they might not know what they're taking and stuff. So it's just a drug awareness just to say that this is... the bad sides of drugs.
Right. And is that particularly associated, Reese, with the drum and bass scene?
Yeah.
And any particular drugs you were focusing on?
Ketamine.
Okay.
Because ketamine is mainly known to be a sort of drum and bass concert sort of thing.
And how did you find that out? Did you do some research then?
Yeah, I searched the web.
Okay. Did you do any other kind of research in terms of the project? So perhaps to do with the... content of the film or the certificate the film needed to be or anything like that?
And we looked at other drum and bass videos to see what we'd have to put in.
Yeah. Was that for the style of it or for the content or for the certification?
For all of it.
All of that stuff.
The certification is from 14-year-olds upwards, really, because there's a lot of people getting, teenagers getting fake IDs these days.
Okay.
And it's from really 14 upwards, and
so you're raising awareness amongst that age group of the dangers of drugs.
21.
Okay. And are there any legal guidelines around what you can and can't include in a video aimed at that age group?
Obviously, taking a real ketamine pill.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So there were things you could hint at, but you couldn't actually show in the film. How have you approached that then? How have you shown the effects of drug use in your film without actually showing drug use?
Well, we had props, different sort of props. At the end, we showed us in hospital what effects will happen.
Why was it important to show the hospital scene?
Because it can...
to show people what ketamine can do to you.
It can end up in death.
Because actually that film could have been seen as promoting ketamine if you hadn't shown the bad consequences of taking the drug.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, brilliant. Aaron, could you talk me through some of the sort of technical issues you faced in making your film? What programs did you use to edit the film
together?
We
used Final Cut Express, and we had problems with, we tried to make an effect of the walls closing in.
Oh, okay.
As a trippy sort of drug use thing.
How did you do that? Can you do that in Final Cut Express?
No, we used a program called After Effects.
Okay.
And basically, you build a 3D...
a virtual
environment. Yeah. And then you can have... take your own photos and add them onto your own fake environment and stuff like that.
So what does After Effects do to those still images then? What animates them, does it?
Yeah, you can program them to start moving, pretty much really anything to do.
And was that an important part of your concept for the video?
Well, yeah, because it can show hallucinating and stuff like that. Right.
Okay. And that thing of walls closing in, that would be familiar to the audience from other kinds of films and things, wouldn't it? So they would recognise that as a sort of horrific thing to do. Did that involve any kind of green screen then?
Yeah, we had a green screen.
Could you explain what that is?
Green.
Why is it green, for instance?
It's green because it's the colour that's most off to your skin tone.
Oh, okay.
So... it works better to add effect behind you, so it looks more realistic.
Because it replaces the background, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Aesthetically, then, in terms of your final film, could you describe to me how it looks, what the atmosphere is like, any particular effects you chose, any use of color, particular use of color or black and white or anything like that? What sort of style is it in your film? Start with you, Aaron.
Say it again, sorry.
What's the style of your film? What does it look like? Does it reference any other kind of genres, for filmmaking or anything like that?